There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
Hey, gang, and welcome back to another exciting 50 Days of Dragon Con podcast. Joining me, as usual, is the lovely Southern Belle herself, Lee. How you doing?
Good. That's an interesting way to put it. Hi, John. I'm good. We're how many days out at this point?
Oh, hold on. Looking.
I know this is a little behind the mirror here, people.
45.
How many days
45
are we? 45.
Days. You have
it
just
is
about
hard to believe it's only 45 because I honestly, yeah.
It's exactly a month and a half from today.
Yeah. And for track directors, we actually, our schedules were due yesterday. So soon many people will be putting up their schedules. Not me, because you people yell at me when I do that and then I change it and that makes me cry.
If
so
track directors' schedules were due yesterday,
yep.
That means that they've already begun getting changed today.
Yes, they actually were getting changed even before that.
Before you've sent them in, we've already got changes for you.
Yes.
We're just going to wait for you to send them in first and then we'll tell you about the changes.
No, it's going to be we're waiting on you to send them in so we can do the changes. But then it's also, oh yeah, by the way, we happen to know something we can't announce yet. And that's going to change your schedule, too. So, really, don't get too locked into some of these things.
Yeah, George Lucas is showing up, from what I understand. No, this is a joke.
Not,
I'm kidding.
Especially
for our guest that's on tonight. That's not very funny.
That's just mean to her.
Yes. It's really Mark Hamill. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. So, you want to go ahead? Oh, yeah. Okay. So, let's introduce.
You're so mean.
Lee, I was mean to her. Lee, you introduce her.
Yes, he was mean. So I would like to introduce Brandy, who is the Star Wars director at Dragon Con. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome
Good.
Back.
Good. How are you? We just saw each other. It's so nice. Then
it
we talked
nice.
To each other.
It is
Yay.
Nice.
So, yes, you've been busy.
Well, everybody's
People
been busy.
Have, everybody's
Dragon
been
Con.
Busy.
Yeah, Dragon Con's really trying to step it up this year, I think.
I'm telling you, this 25th thing, they are taking that kind of that silver thing seriously. It's kind of fun. So
what was it like getting George Lucas?
Oh, yeah. Don't we wish we were having George Lucas? But, I mean, if you can't have George Lucas, at least we've got Carrie Fisher.
What? You got who?
Princess Leia is coming to Dragon Con for her first ever Dragon Con.
Yes! That is, like, so freaking cool. I'm sorry. I'm
real
just so
quick,
excited.
Real quick, though, I'd like to point out that all guest announcements are tentative until you've
all
seen them.
All guest announcements are tentative until they're there and your butt is in the seat. That is very true. That is very true. John
right.
has learned.
Right.
But so you got her.
We did. I'm not sure exactly how it worked. I know we started a Twitter campaign, and we thank everybody that helped us with that, but she's coming. Right now, she's still coming to Dragon Con. We've got her scheduled for two panels all by herself. So hopefully it'll be the Carrie Fisher show.
Really? There's a Twitter campaign?
There was.
I did not know that. Tried to get trending.
I know about that. How did you do that?
You know, we just tried to make it trending topic. People just retweeted us.
Get Carrie Fisher to Dragon Con? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
You win. That's pretty cool.
We'll take it. When she comes to Dragon Con and Yeah, well, when she comes to Dragon Con and she's like, oh, actually, I never saw that, then we'll know. But
we'll
at least, at least it was on Dragon Con's radar that way.
Hey, yeah, that's how we got it. So, hey, awesome. So, yeah. So, all right. Now, we asked these questions, and I know, you know, some of them people may know, but some don't. So, how long have you been the director for Star Wars?
This is my third year, I think. Yeah,
wow.
My third year. So,
not too long. How did you get involved with Dragon Con at all? I mean,
you know, I honestly had never even heard of Dragon Con, which is terrible to say, until I took an internship down here one summer, and I didn't know it. I didn't know a soul in Atlanta. I don't have any family here or anything. So I went to a Star Wars Fan Force meeting. They're called the Hoth Atlanta Rebels, and they meet up in Marietta. one Saturday a month. So I met some cool people there that are now some of my best friends on the planet, and they started talking about Dragon Con, and I thought I needed to check it out.
Had you gone to other sci-fi conventions, or was Dragon Con your first time?
Dragon Con was my first.
Oh, you never forget your first. And I think it's kind of interesting, too, because you come to Dragon Con, and then all of a sudden somebody will be like, oh, come to my convention. And you're like, okay. And it's like, wait, I, like, can see people and move around, and oh, wow, this is kind of different. It's kind of neat. So, like, yeah. There's something to be said about the wonderfulness of the big convention of Dragon Con. There's something also to be said about the smaller ones, too. So, very cool. That's true. Your turn, John.
Oh, it's my turn. Hey. I thought you guys were just going to keep talking forever.
Oh, keep
I'm just kidding.
Keep it up, smartass.
I'm a little punchy. Okay, so we talked to you last year, so we some of the stuff you guys can go back and check out the 2010 edition. But let me ask you, how did last year go for you? How did everything turn out for you?
Well, I mean, we knew it was going to be kind of a difficult year because Celebration was going to be so close to Dragon Con,
yes.
Which is going to be even worse for next year because they decided to put it a week before Dragon Con.
Oh.
Yeah,
come on, so that's, Celebration, seriously?
Yeah, that's lame. Lame. Who wants to go to Orlando in August anyway? Just come to Dragon Con, people.
It is brutal. Not that Dragon Con, not that Atlanta's any cooler, but, you know, it is cooler. Just not temperature cool. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, no, but last year turned out pretty well. Lightspeed Dating was massive. We're going to expand it for this year. The last party on Alderaan was massive. We had to kick people out at like 3:30 in the morning. So we've actually booked the room until 4 this time.
And how do we wake up for that next day panel? My goodness.
Yeah.
Now, explain what Lightspeed Dating is. Kind of lends itself to, you know, knowing what it is. But
people come to Dragon Con, and sometimes geeks can't find other geeks to love, even at Dragon Con. So we thought we'd try to help them out. Yeah. And ironically, for the speed dating, basically it's a minute. The girls all sit in one spot, and the guys move around to talk to each girl. We capped it at 50 last year. We're moving it up to 75 this year, a minute apiece. So it's like 75 mini dates.
Wow.
And so have you had people already sign up for this, or?
We don't have the signups live online yet. We're going to allow 50 people to sign up in advance. If we don't reach 50, then we'll take however many we can, at the door, up to 75.
Wow. That's going to be awesome.
And how did that turn out? Did anybody make a love connection?
Well, 2 years ago, my best friend actually met her boyfriend. They bought a house together. They live together, and they're still together. They met at Lightspeed Dating, the first ever Lightspeed Dating. So,
wow. Oh, that's, like, awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
The next generation of geeks. Yay, you.
Yeah, we love smart kids.
Yes.
Now, where
Little kids are awesome.
What hotel is that based in?
We are primarily out of the Marriott. We do have a different room this year. We're going to be in A706, which is on the same level as the party was last year, but it's going to be over by the Young Adult Lit track, so that's exciting.
Now, does the speed dating, Lightspeed Dating, happen at the same location, or is it in a bigger room?
Lightspeed Dating is actually going to be where the party is, A601, 602.
Okay.
So that'll be Friday night at 10 p.m. Should be fun.
So wait, you do the Lightspeed Dating then, and then you do the party right after, or no?
The party's on Saturday. So you meet somebody on Friday, and you've got the whole weekend to spend with them.
Oh.
Well, that's good. Now, who did you have for guests last year?
Who did we have last year? We had Ashley Eckstein, who was amazing. She's absolutely darling. And her universe actually sponsored our track. She was so gracious and so sweet and just made time for everybody. And then she's coming back this year, so I'm really, really excited.
Oh, yay!
Well, I think they're branching into other fandoms now, so even better. We also had Phil Lamar, who does a couple of voices on Clone Wars, although I knew him from Mad TV days.
Yeah.
He was actually really, really fun as well. Daniel Logan is a party in and of himself. He's a young Boba Fett, so that was really fun. And this year, actually, we've got Jango Fett coming, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Who are some of the other folks that you have? Obviously, you have Carrie Fisher, and you just mentioned the gentleman who played Jango Fett. I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. Who else do you have coming this year?
Well, his name is Tamura Morrison. I'm sure I just absolutely messed that up, so he'll have to correct me when he gets here. We have Chad Vader coming back, the internet sensations. As I said, Ashley Eckstein as well. We have Gary Kurtz, which is...
Ooh, that is really... I actually thought that was going to be a really big name guest, because that's pretty cool.
It's kind of exciting, actually, and I'm really, really excited. I had read several interviews with George Lucas, where he actually credits a lot of the mythology, and sort of the Jedi religion to Gary Kurtz, mm-hmm. who was the producer for Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. So I'm really excited to talk
to
him.
That's kind of neat, though. I think that's going to be really neat. I mean, I like that one because I think there's just something about it that you're like, okay, I love the behind-the-scenes people. I'm that person, so... Just for me.
Well, the producer of Empire is my favorite by and far.
Yes. Yes.
Probably up there as one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's because you have taste.
Right, right. And the hottest kiss ever. Come on.
Okay, always.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So, yes. But he runs the archive, which is original movie props from the Star Wars movie. So I can't wait to talk to him about that and collecting. And what he's doing with that as well.
Well, and actually, okay, so I just read something on the internet talking about Star Wars in other fandoms, which I think is kind of funny. Did you know that there was a Han Solo and Carbonite in many episodes of Firefly in the background?
Oh, I actually didn't know that. I'm going to have to rewatch.
Did not know that either. It's kind of hidden. And if you put it on the internet, you'll see it. I was just kind of stunned. And yeah, it's all over there. Mal is the character, the actor.
Nathan Fillion,
that guy, is a huge Star Wars geek. And so they did that as part of the prop. And so I just thought I was just ecstatic. I was like, oh my God, that's awesome.
Well,
there's certain things that make you happy, so.
That's true.
So what actually is going on in... Star Wars fandom these days. What's new and what's going on there that you guys will be discussing?
Well, the most exciting news to come out. Okay, first let's start with what's going on right now. Weekly, they have the Clone Wars cartoon, which is soaring. Actually, mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to go to a screening for the new three-story story arc with Savage Opress, who's like Darth Maul. But not quite Darth Maul, like a cousin or something. I'm not quite sure. Mm-hmm. But it was actually written by George Lucas's daughter, Katie Lucas, which is exciting. I was really wanting her to come to Dragon Con because I think we'd be best friends. She doesn't know me, but I know we'd be best friends.
I'm sure you could be. I'm sure.
Right. Well, she's very cool. I follow her on Twitter. So, I mean, it's like we're friends already. No, but I thought it'd be amazing to get to talk to her and see her vision of where she'd like to see Star Wars go. Because, I mean, mm-hmm. they're going to end up with the rights to all of this stuff. Because George Lucas was a genius and secured those rights.
So, yes, he did. I mean, he did that in a way that's brilliant. If you get a franchise, follow the Lucas method on that. So.
Right. So we're definitely going to do some Clone Wars stuff. Which is always exciting. And since we're bringing in a new generation of younglings, of course, we're bringing back our Saber School with the New York Jedi.
Nice.
Cool.
We had at least 50 kids last year. We're going to plan for 75 this year. So I'm very excited to give them their little foam lightsabers that we make.
Well, my kid absolutely loved coming to some of the lightsaber stuff. So thank you.
Awesome. But the other big news coming out of Star Wars right now is George Lucas, who is a perfectionist, and I really have faith in him because he's not really going to do anything that's terrible, in my opinion. He always pushes the bar. He raises the bar for everybody else. But he's going back through and he's going to re-release each movie in 3D starting next February. Unfortunately, he's starting with The Phantom Menace, or fortunately, depending. So I think it'll be really interesting. I hope that we'll get some people who've never seen Star Wars to watch them in that order, because that will be entertaining to see what they think as far as, you know, if they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 instead of 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. So that'll be exciting as well.
Hmm.
That's big news right now. Of course, the Blu-ray, yeah, the Blu-ray discs will be coming out as well. Sometime.
And then eventually the Blu-ray 3D, and then, well, I mean, you know, right. whatever you think of Lucas, you can, he definitely knows how to market. That is for sure. He knows how to market. He knows how to, you know, kind of release things on a schedule, if you will.
Right.
Anyway, so you also have, I mean, there's a lot of fiction in Star Wars, a lot of books. I mean, they're constantly being, put out there. Do you have any authors coming? Or
we do. The Star Wars authors are amazing. As far as the expanded universe goes, mm-hmm. We're actually going to have an intro to the expanded universe. Where I'm hoping to do some sort of multimedia, maybe PowerPoint explaining, you know, all the different family trees and where everybody fits in. Mm-hmm. For those of us who've not read all of the books. As far as the authors go, this year, Heir to the Empire turns 20, which is Timothy Zahn's big book. They kind of credit that book with renewing interest in the franchise, which is exciting.
Wait. Heir to the Empire is 20 years old, really?
Yes. He's releasing an annotated hardcover.
Oh, wow.
It was supposed to come out this summer. But lucky us, it's coming out right after Dragon Con. So he's going to do a panel discussing that, and people can come talk to him and ask him questions. So that'll be really exciting, and we're going to try to help him celebrate that as well. As far as the rest of our authors, we have Kevin J. Anderson and his lovely wife, Rebecca, coming back. A.C. Crispin, Timothy Zahn, like I said, Aaron Alston and Michael Stackpole will be doing the writer's workshop again this year, so hopefully they'll stop by for a couple panels as well.
And if you have never heard Kevin J. Anderson or Rebecca Molesta, his wife, speak, you should go. They are wonderful, wonderful authors, and they also do a wonderful, wonderful panel and very interesting. And if you've always wondered how does this happen, they'll talk about it, and they're great. So, sorry, there's my plug. Go.
Yeah.
So
now, last year we discussed that you're doing the Tauntaun racing. How did that go?
Oh, it was epic. There's video online. Basically, Dragon Con did it first, and now they've started them at other cons. So this year we're pushing the bar again. We're bringing the Tauntaun race back.
But now there's hurdles.
Yes. Oh yes, we are. So bring your Tauntaun Think Geek sleeping bags and be ready for the craziest sack race ever. We're gonna need a little bit more. You know, well, maybe not hurdles. I feel like that'd be kind of problematic, but other things for people to dodge, like Wookiees and Stormtroopers. So hopefully the 501st will help us out with that. But while that's going on, we're going to have some cardboard boxes and stuff for people to cut up in case they didn't bring their own. But we are going to be having the first ever Dragon Con pod race right after the Tauntaun.
Awesome!
Yes, they have to be human-powered. Basically, we're kind of envisioning wearing a cardboard box with fun things sticking out from them, and then it's going to be, you know, a foot race till the finish. So that should be really exciting.
Oh,
no hyperdrives allowed.
I want this on tape, people. I need this on tape. Put it on tape and then put it on YouTube for me.
Well, the Tauntaun race is on YouTube right now, and it's interesting.
No, I meant the podcasting. The podcasting. Oh, good Lord.
Pod race, yes.
We're gonna give prizes for people who bring their own from home, you know, like the most original, most colorful, and then we're gonna have whoever does the best on scene to see what they can come up with while they're there. They're gonna have about 30 minutes to do it with lots of duct tape and cardboard boxes and string.
Did you mention what day that was?
I think, well, it's still kind of up in the
tentative.
Air.
Oh, by the way, everything is tentative.
Right, it is tentative. But it should be on Sunday, 1 p.m.
Cool.
Very cool.
And that'll just keep watching in case it changes. But it should be on the 10th level of the Marriott, the Skyline level. So get there early and get a spot to stand so you're not in the way unless you're in costume. And we're going to put you in the way on purpose. But it's hilarious. Kind of crazy.
Now, I'll ask you again at the end, but if someone wants to follow the Star Wars track or just keep an eye on what's going on with the Star Wars track, where can they go?
Well, the best place is SWATDC.com, or to follow us at that same SWATDC, basically Star Wars at DragonCon, on Twitter. Twitter's obviously the thing we update most often.
So let me ask you then this. Of course, you're really, really, really busy during the convention, but if you could get away this year, what are you really, really excited? What would you really want to see this year that's not involved in your track? Obviously, Carrie Fisher's a big deal, but you'll probably get a chance to see her. But what is, hopefully you do. But if you could go to somebody else's track and or see some other guest that's appearing this year, who would it be?
Well, I was really wanting Sam Witwer to come do something with Star Wars because I think he's beautiful.
And fanboys.
Right. Well, both of the guys.
I do these things, yes.
Yeah, but he does a voice on the Clone Wars, and then he was Starkiller for all the Force Unleashed video games, which I thought would be, not only is he beautiful and gorgeous.
That's right. He is the Force Unleashed guy, that's right. And he was actually the Avatar is actually based after him.
Right. So, I mean, I thought it'd be the coolest panel, but he's going to be busy with all of his other panels because he was in BSG and Being Human and all that stuff. So that's exciting for him. So I'd like to see him. I would like to behold the pretty.
We are not fibbing on that fire.
He's pretty. But I kind of gained a new fandom recently. Yeah, I found Battlestar Galactica, finally.
See, I'm actually jealous of those who say, oh, I just found it. Because I'm like, oh, man, you have so much to look forward to.
Oh, no, I finished. I'm done. And I love it.
Isn't it wonderful? I mean, it really, yes. Yay!
It's great. But we're going to have our Mormonism in sci-fi cross-fandom panel Sunday morning. So it'd be like going to church for those inclined. Because the original Battlestar Galactica was very, very Mormon-based. And the first season of this BSG as well. And then, like I said, Star Wars with Gary Kurtz. There's also a Mormon component there as well. And Twilight, really? Same deal. So that should be an interesting film.
That sounds very interesting because I didn't know that about the background. And so... wait, are you also a fan of Supernatural like our dear... friend Mary or no?
I'm not.
You're not.
I kind of tune out when they start talking about Supernatural. I love Mary. She's one of my favorite people.
Oh, that's what John does when we talk about Doctor Who. It's fine.
Doctor what?
Yeah.
Nothing, John.
Doctor what?
Nothing, John. He does it all the time. He enjoys saying that to us and making us try to cry.
Yeah, no, I'm not all into Supernatural.
Okay.
I like to go to karaoke on Friday night. Supernatural.
So,
mess that up.
How are you opening your track? Is there anything like a real? You got a lot of big name guests. Are you doing a big name opening or?
Oh well, we are lucky enough to have. I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. Carrie Fisher coming to DragonCon.
What? Who's Carrie Fisher?
Who?
Carrie Fisher. Oh my god. Well, she was in the Blues Brothers. I don't know if you remember. She's kind of awesome.
She was.
Yes.
She was awesome in the Blues Brothers.
Oh. She was also in the thing like About Last Night or something, right? Wasn't that her too?
No.
No, wasn't? No?
No.
I don't know. She's kind of epic, though. She does wishful drinking, so I can't wait to hear all about that, and as well as her new Jenny Craig campaign, which she's dubbed Wishful Shrinking. She's smart like that. But, yeah, no, it's her first Dragon Con. She's starting off all of Dragon Con. She got the 10 a.m. kickoff the entire 25th anniversary convention on Friday in the
That's
Centennial.
Pretty awesome.
I've seen people on LiveJournal say they're getting there at 4 o'clock in the morning to line up. So,
oh, my God.
It's going to be epic. Like, she's never been to Dragon Con before.
That is true. I mean, that is kind of epic because if you haven't done that, that's really, yeah. So,
You know what I was thinking of? I'm sorry.
What? Oh, I'm scared.
I was thinking about When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, she was in When Harry Met Sally. Yes. Wow.
I don't know how I came up
with that. How did you get from About Last Night to When Harry Met Sally?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Impressive.
Okay, so if you had a guest that you've always wanted, and you would give your right arm to get, who is it?
I have to give your right arm.
Well, somebody teased me with George Lucas earlier. I don't think that's really all that. I don't think it's going to happen. Along the lines of not going to happen, Harrison Ford.
That'd be nice.
That would be mine. He's done Comic Con now.
You're right. You're right. So there's hope. There's hope. And maybe hope. With this Cowboys versus Aliens thing, maybe he'll, you know, get back in the genre some more.
So then he would, wouldn't he go to like American Sci-Fi or something then in that case?
He's Han Solo.
He would go to main programming and we would all fight for him.
True.
No. He was in Indiana Jones, which would put him in, what would that be, like science, that like in the skeptics area? It would be the science stuff, right? Because Indiana Jones was an archaeologist. He doesn't actually go. Okay.
We're just at that point. If we get, it's just going to be a Lucasfilm track, he's going to belong to us.
I'm just going to make all the arguments of the other directors would make.
I'm calling dibs right now. It's on the record.
Wait, no. See, Cowboys and Aliens. Aliens is mine. Aliens.
See, here we go.
Dibs for Aliens.
Well, see, but Lee, I guess you and I will have to fight it out, and I'm sure we can invite some other people to fight it out, and then we can charge admission to watch us all fight it out. And then
we'd probably be fine on that. Yeah, that's true. We could pay our tab at Trader Vic's if we do that. Right. Yeah, you can't have so much fun on Thursday night.
No,
you got to be awake.
Oh, it's going to be, I'm going to be that little kid and I'm going to be, I'm too excited to sleep. So that, you know, when you start off Dragon Con and you haven't slept, I don't know what it's going to be by Monday.
Yeah, that's painful.
No, it's going to be epic.
So let me ask
it
you,
is epic.
Let me ask you a new question that we haven't asked any of the other directors, which should ask. Hey, what do you know? Oh, we're living by the edge. Road, yeah. Anyway, what do you do on Tuesday?
Let's see. Last year, I think I slept a little bit. I think I actually, I'm starting where I'm going to take half of Thursday off from work, Friday off from work, and then Tuesday off from work to recover, in theory.
Oh, you meant you did mean the Tuesday after con, right?
Yes. No, I meant this. I meant tomorrow.
I was wondering. I was like, tomorrow, we're doing this.
You know, to be honest, every Tuesday will be the same answer of, oh, I just will be hoping I'm not on trial. So,
does mean that because that's what she does as a, she's a lawyer, people. Because she's like waiting to be sentenced or something.
Right. Yeah. No.
We don't want to give them the wrong impression here.
As pretty as Sam Witwer is, I will not assault him, I promise.
Well, see, yeah.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
I know. Yeah. Got a hell of a promise there. You're in trouble.
No. Right. I promise. We're in Georgia, as God is my witness.
Well, that's what I said 1 year to the Stargate panel was the Stargate director, who we love, Jen. And I said, seriously, if Flanagan can't be found, it's not my fault. I am denying it now. She goes, that is not plausible deniability. I'm like, I'm denying it now. It's
yes,
not my fault. If you
as your attorney, I think that's a good. Yeah, I'm glad you were denying. Deny.
I'd be too busy for anything like that. So therefore, I like that idea.
Yes, you have a rock solid alibi. Just look at your
Woo-hoo!
Schedule. We'll know where you were.
Love knowing lawyers.
Again, I'm going to go back onto the we're living on the edge here. If you had to defend Darth Vader in court, what would your defense be?
Not guilty by reason of insanity. He obviously has some kind of split personality disorder. I need an expert who would come on the record and say that, but I feel confident we could find somebody.
John, which of the many crimes against humanity and or Alderaan are you charging him with?
Well, I would argue that the Alderaan incident was just a construction accident.
That's intriguing.
They were testing, and it was just an accident. They accidentally shot. You know, they were actually just trying to. They were just trying to show her the power of this spaceship or what do you call it? Why am I forgetting? Anyway,
the Death Star.
Yes, it's Death Star. That's what it's called. Wow. I will turn.
Seriously, how smart are you?
I'm going to turn in my geek card now. You can take it over. Anyway, but no, they're just trying to show her it, and it was just a test run. It happened to be that Alderaan got in the way. Really, it was Alderaan's fault.
That's interesting. I think that we could use more along the lines of how Bill Clinton couldn't have been sued while he was in office. If you're acting in your official capacity, you can't be sued for that. So, I mean, technically, now, it's almost like sovereign immunity where you can't sue the state. Unless the state tells you you can, I feel like the emperor would not tell you to sue Darth Vader.
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to ask, is it really, I mean, who do you go after in that case? Do you go after the emperor, or do you go after Darth Vader?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on if it's a criminal.
The emperor. He's scary.
So is Darth Vader. He could force choke you.
Now, where do you find a jury of Darth Vader's peers? Because, I mean, he's pretty much eliminated all the Jedi, allegedly.
Allegedly. Some of them are hiding. They were running away. I don't know where you'd get. I guess you'd have to get. I don't know. You wouldn't really want people from the Senate, from the Galactic Senate.
Wait, I've lost a phone.
And do you get people from Tatooine?
Oh no,
that could be kind of scary. And people being used loosely in this context, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So do you go cross species?
Well, you'd have to find people that have what's the thing where people? Wow, I'm on a roll tonight. They're half human, half robot, or half humanoid.
Androids, humanoid.
Android. Yes. Okay, you guys talk.
Cylons.
Yes, we're gonna cross it over now. The Cylons will be on the jury.
Awesome. And will it be 12 or will it be? You know, I don't know.
Was it 10? Was there? Or how many were there? How many Cylons were there?
Oh,
how many models? Seven.
Were there 7? 11? I have no idea.
There were 13 models.
I'm a bad.
How do you not know that?
You know, I turning in my card tonight. Wow.
You are so turning in. Give me the card.
You know what we do know? Caprica 6 is coming, so we're good.
Is she coming this year?
Yeah, Caprica 6.
I didn't have her down.
Okay, now I'm going to double check, but I'm fairly certain.
I didn't notice that. What is she? Her name is Trisha Helfer. Mm-hmm. Wow, I pulled that out without even getting there. By the way, John, I am totally taking your card. Yep, Trisha's on there.
That's okay. You're sounding a little bit like a Cylon now anyway, so.
I am?
Yeah.
Oops, sorry.
You're a little robotic.
Oops.
Yes, Trisha, yeah, she is. But again, all guest announcements are tentative.
Sad.
Exactly. All right, so, excuse me. Lee, it's your turn.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
I asked the question. I did. I said,
"Oh, well,
I
put her on trial."
You asked the trial. That was a weird question.
Now, is it true? Is it true that Star Trek and Star Wars don't get along?
It's fun to say we don't. I mean, I'd like to duke it out with Garrett Wong, but I think he'd win.
Yeah. Okay. See, I think you mean duke it out in a totally different way.
He's pretty too. It's okay.
he's very funny. He was actually, and people ask me this all the time, and they're like, "Oh, come on, seriously." He was at the director's meeting yesterday.
He's a team player.
He is. He's a team player, and he was there.
Yes. Yeah, so
we're just saying.
I think it would be intriguing to have a debate, you know, Star Wars versus Star Trek. But the interesting thing is, Star Trek was a series. You know, multiple series of that. So they could go many, many different ways. Whereas Star Wars, at least the movies, are kind of not changing at the moment until we do the 3D. So.
Right. Well, now, as you pointed out earlier, you do have Clone Wars, the awesome cartoon, animated feature or animated series. That's what we're going to call it.
Right.
Well, actually, it was an animated feature, too.
That's true.
That is actually correct.
But isn't there another series in the works? Why do I keep thinking that, but I haven't seen it yet?
They're supposed to be doing a live-action series, and every year it's, next year. I don't know when it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, that was like, wasn't that like Star Wars Academy or something? I mean, called it, it was for, I forget.
I don't know. I've heard so many different theories at this point. I'm just going to wait. And when George Lucas tells me to turn on the television, I will be obedient.
I will be that. I will be the obedient fangirl and do as you tell me.
I may be thinking of Star Trek, though, so I could be wrong.
Well, now they're getting ready to do the other Trek movie, so.
Yes, yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And I'm going to be honest, I really liked the other Star Trek movie, and I felt really guilty until I saw the credits and saw that George Lucas did the effects, so then I wasn't cheating on my master.
You still, and see, that I love the George Lucas is my master shirt, and then I also love the ones that are like, you know, whatever, you know, Josh Whedon is my master now, and I'm sorry, guys. Right. I love it when fandom plays with that. That's like that makes me happy. Just like, you know.
Well, okay, I think that's the best part about Dragon Con, too, is, you know, there's really no competition between the tracks. It's go do what you want to do. You can be a fan of everything, and you can be a fan of nothing at Dragon Con. You can just people watch.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is it's always so good because we try to do it in such a way, we being all of Dragon Con, that you can go to different things and still see a lot of people. You can go to my room or to my track and see somebody from Warehouse 13 and Eureka, because we're doing a crossover. You can go to your room and talk to authors about your favorite books in the Star Wars universe, and then wait there, because then you're going to talk to Jango Fett and Boba Fett. I mean, come on. And then you go over and you see Buffy people, and then at night, you know, you're walking through the Hyatt, and all of a sudden you turn around and you go, oh my God, that's Richard Hatch.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say you see something else, and I thought that.
Well, you see a lot of things friendly. At the Hyatt. I'm trying to keep it clean for you. We'll talk about that on the other podcast.
So now, exciting.
Oh, you know what I didn't ask you? Empire or Rebellion?
Well, I actually have a tattoo that's both.
Oh.
It's, you know, and what's sad is it's actually now the Wikipedia little logo they've got. And I'm like, okay, that's really not cool anymore. But I'm stuck with it. But for me, it's, you know, it's the balance in the Force. You've got the good side and the bad side. And you never actually know who's who. Everybody's got a past, and nothing is clear cut.
Interesting way to think of it.
But I'm a dark side girl. Thus, dark side law.
I'm a dark side girl.
Yeah, Darth Vader has always been my favorite.
I'm a dark side girl in a light side world.
Oh my gosh, I feel a DC TV special coming on.
I actually kind of do here too, and I cannot believe I just sang any. I just can't believe I let people know I know the song Barbie Girl. So I got to try to get my geek cred back, which is that John, I'm missing a question, and I don't know what I'm missing. How do we wrap this up, John?
I have no idea either. So, how you doing?
How you doing?
Life is good. I think just that...
Luke or Han?
Ooh, Han Solo, all the way.
All the way. How can you ask that question?
I think it's a generation thing, though, because I know like all of my close friends are Team Luke, and I don't understand that.
I remember now this, I don't know if I've told the story before, but I remember being in school and all the girls were like, ooh, Luke Skywalker. And I was like, no, I want the other one. And I mean, I remember that when it first came out thinking I thought the other one was cool. He was cooler. I didn't even have those other things. It was like, I like the other one. And then when Empire came out and Han Solo was not just cool, but smoking hot.
Agreed.
And then it was like, and everybody's like, oh, Han Solo. I'm like, no, you guys chose last time. You chose the other side. I'm keeping him.
Good.
So, you can't go there. So, John, how about you, Luke or Han? Orlando.
Lando. Yeah, Lando.
Lando?
Yes.
He loses your spaceship, man. You sure about that?
Yeah, but he's very unique, though.
He is very unique.
He seems to be one of a kind until you... Go to the prequels. Anyway, that was just weird. I probably shouldn't have gone that way. La 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 la. Let's go back to. So where's your room at again?
The room is going to be in the Marriott. It's on the atrium level. That's one level up from the main part where you walk in from the Hyatt. and it's actually A706. So we are not over in the corner anymore. Now we are upstairs and by the young adult lit track.
So you'll be near the blood drive.
Maybe.
If they keep the blood drive where it was. Okay. Right. So cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited. It's a bigger space. It's more square space instead of the really long skinny that we had last year. So
very cool.
Very excited to work with the space.
Okay, and again, how can people track you down on the world wide webs?
Well, we have a Facebook group, like everybody does, because Facebook is awesome, and there was a movie about Facebook. So. Yeah, we also have Twitter. It's SWATDC, Star Wars at DragonCon, basically. And we have SWATDC.com. So that's where you can keep up with us. Twitter is what we update the most, and we try to keep the schedule as current as possible on our webpage. We're currently revamping the webpage, so it'll probably change a couple more times before we get it set. But
and as always, the schedule is tentative until you've actually seen the panel and you've left the room.
That in a damn room.
You are so right. Every year something happens. So.
Well, it's just the nature of anything this big. It's not going to not move. There's no way around that. So. Right. Be ready for it. So, yay! But I just can't believe, literally, we're less than 2 months away.
I can't believe that Carrie Fisher is coming to DragonCon.
I can't believe Carrie Fisher is coming. I cannot believe that you got the cool guests that you do have. Are you doing a father-son set?
No, we don't have Boba yet.
I thought you had Boba. I'm sorry. I thought you said you had Boba. I apologize.
No, that was last year. I may have misinterpreted the question. So I'm sorry about that. No, we just have Django, but I'm totally excited. I can't wait to meet
him. That will be awesome. Woohoo! So I'm excited too. I just we're getting there. We're almost there.
Wait,
yay!
Let me. There was one question that we do ask that we forgot to ask, which was, what do you do to close out your panel? Your track, rather. Not your panel.
Oh, yeah, the entire trek. Well, we can't decide if we're going to stop early this year or not. Normally we go until DragonCon is over, which would be like 5:30. But this year we are going to stop at 4. Our last panel's at 2:30. And basically we call it Order 66, which if you remember in the movies, that's when they killed all the Jedi. So I'm sorry, my dark side's showing. But
we
don't kill any younglings. Basically, we sit around and allow anybody who wants to come talk to us and give us ideas for next year and tell us what they liked about this year and what they'd like to see and what they'd like to change. It's basically just feedback. Sometimes it just turns into a big love session where everyone's like, oh my God, I had so much fun. I'm still on my DragonCon high. Which is kind of difficult.
We love Dragon Con highs. Those are awesome.
It's true. And then you know, you're still on that Dragon Con high. Then you get the post-con depression the next day.
No, it takes me a few more days because I still have to wake up.
Oh, yeah, true. You got to catch up.
You got to catch up. I will get a post-con depression, but it'll take me about a week or two because I got to remember that. So.
Right.
All right.
And then that's only if things go well. If things go bad, then... it's not really a love session at all.
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Brandy. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. And as always, thank you for all the work that you guys do as directors. It's what makes DragonCon what it is. I mean, if no one was willing to volunteer and put in the time and sweat, then there'd be nowhere to go. We'd all just be standing around. With costumes on, staring at each other. So I really, really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for coming to DragonCon. I mean, we would have no reason unless other people came. It'd be
right.
Kind of a boring... Well, I mean, Lee would be fun, and I feel like...
I'm always going to be fun.
Anywhere.
Yeah. But, hush up, John. John, you're supposed to be nice to me.
I am nice to you. Huh. Lee is wonderful.
I mean, DragonCon would be kind of boring without all the people.
That's what makes it possible. All right. So I guess that's it. These last couple of podcasts we've had ended really awkwardly. I don't know what's going on.
We got to work on this, man. It's we love Brandy and we love Star Wars.
Yes, we do. We love
and
Star Wars. And my son. Oh, that's huge difference. Anyway, all right. Until next time, this is John saying for Lee and for Brandy, peace.
Bye-bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.